For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
Clearly lying.
You're clearly
stupid. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
For
I don't
attention.
Need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Yes, it is. Welcome to another exciting episode of Punch Drunk Sports here at the John Lovitz Video Podcasting Center, also available for download on All Things Comedy. Guys, if you get a chance, go to All Things Comedy. Check out Tom Rhodes' new podcast. It's really exciting. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Rhodes, and it's probably TomRhodes.com. Check him out. He's a new featured podcast on All Things Comedy.
He's funny.
How are you, Jason Tebow?
C-minus. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing awesome.
The beard's coming in good, by the way. Can I say that?
It's almost gone.
You're one of those guys that, like, I could see you and you're like, kind of have some scruff. 3 days later, you look like you've been in the woods for 4 months.
I've been called hipster terrorist of love.
Hey!
Yeah, what? Not bad.
That was a pretty good drop.
That was pretty good.
That
pretty
was
fast.
A good drop.
It's because I'm back running things, that's why.
Hey, look who's back. It's the Mexican who works once a month.
For the first time in a while.
Let's give it up for the Mexican who only works once a month.
Let's give it up for the greatest detective team there is. Chunky and the Spick.
Chunky and the Spick. Oh, God. Angelo, you can't find these videos?
Can't find them.
Unfucking believable.
What videos?
I want to do a new segment called Fight of the Week.
Oh yeah, we were talking about this. This is a funny idea.
We watch our favorite internet fight and we just talk about it.
Do a little play by play maybe for it.
Yeah.
A little color commentary. And when I say color commentary, that's not a racist jab because most of these fights are on World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Can we talk about World Star Hip Hop for a second? Can we talk about the fact that they have this amazing website, yet the website sucks?
Yeah.
Like, they got the most basic website design you can get off WordPress, and they just fired their fucking webmaster.
I don't think they're in it for like, hey man, let's have the fucking sleekest website. There is like,
Go with World Star Hip Hop if you had a slick ass, badass website?
I mean, it gets a lot of traffic. Some of those are bad. I love the fights where it's like, bully gets what's coming to him. Or these five guys shouldn't have messed with this skinny white kid. And you know what I mean? It's some 12-year-old that fucking wrecks like three people.
Those are
the ones I love. I can't stand seeing people get jacked, though.
What is the password here?
You're not really supposed to be putting it out.
Why?
Say it out loud.
Who's going to hear it? Who is the guy listening to Minnesota going to be able to get on the Wi-Fi here?
Good
Master
point.
Master 07.
What?
Master 07.
Master 07.
That was the best. Hey, man. You think somebody in Australia is going to fucking break into it? Master 07. You're right, Sam. It's... That was the best.
Solved the mystery there.
The way he said it, that was fucking wonderful. That was wonderful.
Real quick, I want to get into my dates. I'm very excited. We have I will be doing what I would like to say is my new hometown home club, hopefully, the Syracuse Funny Bone, in a mall that's named after a stripper. It's called Destiny Mall. And I'm going to be there 4th of July weekend. So please come hang out and rock out. And of course, I'll be at the Madhouse during Comic-Con in San Diego.
Oh, nice. I'm going to be down
there.
Thank you. I'm going to be at the...
How's the video, Sam?
What?
I found the videos.
You found both of them?
Yeah.
There's two of them.
Fight in Dallas and the fight at the Greek restaurant?
Yes. Is it Black Chicks? Okay.
Of course it is.
We're getting to that a little later. I'm going to let Tebow pick our new segment. And anybody listening, if you can make a little intro to Fight of the Week, we're going to start doing that on the podcast.
I love it. I'm excited for that. That's a good segment. Because I like watching a good fucking fight.
I could do that all day, every day, for the rest of my life.
That's a bold statement. That is a bold statement.
Super excited. Guys, everybody's loving the Caveman Coffee. Can't stop drinking it, even though I'm drinking tea right now. At home, I drink Caveman Coffee. Go to the Caveman Coffee link. Put in, I believe, Punch Drunk Sports.
That is correct. Punch Drunk Sports gives you 10% off. Which pretty much more than covers it's like free shipping. It's more than that. So it'll cover your shipping and give you a little bit of a discount.
Help us, help us.
Yep. Go to cavemancoffee.com. You can also type in Punch Drunk Sports in the link there. So you can get to their website off of ours. Or you can just go straight there, type in Punch Drunk Sports, and get your dick sucked. I'm not sure if that's true. They might.
Tay is sucking dick. And let me tell you, the feeling of that beard on your nuts will just finish you off.
I mean, that thing can go right into the turd pincher, too. That's a big beard.
100%.
It's like getting sucked by, like, if the Incredible Hulk became a wizard.
Yeah.
All in one.
I don't know what that means, but I'm in. I got your back. Right. Another thing. Very excited. Our friends at BetDSI.com or EU, either one you can go to. We'll take you to the website. They went through. They fixed everything. You can now, again, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get in. You'll get within 24 hours. You get credited with $10 of betting cash. Already people are hitting us up. They're already winning cash.
Yeah, we had a guy win. We had a couple people win.
Already winning cash. And one of the listeners, I like how he's thinking, has already put money on the Raiders to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my Christ. You don't have to do things that stupid. You could actually go to their website and make smart bets, too.
So that's betdsi.com for all your betting needs. It's really exciting. You can do all your World Cup betting there. You can do your UFC betting there. We'll get into that. You could do anything. Baseball's coming up. Starting to finally get into the baseball mood. Very exciting about that.
I can't. I'm not there yet. It's like we were talking on the way here, man. I will get my baseball run, but I'm not going to lie to you. And this is for the first time in my life. I got a little bit of something they call World Cup fever.
He's got the fever. Call the doctor.
He's got
a World Cup fever.
I've probably watched 6 or 7 games in their entirety, and I was really into that USA game.
Oh,
my
God.
I can't believe.
We'll get into all that. You want to get in the World Cup right now? We got to talk a lot of stuff. We got to talk World Cup. We got to talk NBA draft this week. Super exciting about who they think the Clippers are going to draft.
Yeah, I know. I read an article about that's the kid from Michigan that you've wanted for a while.
Super excited about that. LeBron opts out. Everybody's going crazy.
Carmelo opts out.
Yeah, I will get into that. We got 2 UFCs this weekend.
They're doing it again. They're going to fuck themselves. You keep doing this, man. And remember, I sent you an article this week. There was a very interesting article about the last UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah, did like shit.
Really bad numbers.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get into all that. What do you want? Let's start with World Cup because that's the biggest thing. And then maybe we'll have James call in to talk. He always has the specifics of the UFC fights. Real quick, Renee, where have you been?
I've been sick, dude.
Have you been, what is it, AIDS?
I had like the worst cold ever. I'm still getting over it, but I'm about 90%.
You sound terrible.
You sound awful.
I still got a little bit of bronchitis, but that's where I've been. So,
hey, Angelo, are you excited about getting sick?
No.
You're in a fucking hurt locker with him.
I can cough on you if you want me to.
Hey.
Way Mexican.
Who's the weird creepy guy that's hanging out with you guys for a little while?
That's Joe. He's our new intern.
Joe's the intern?
Yep.
Joe the intern, are you there?
What's up?
What, you're interning at the John Lovitz Club, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What is it just your love of podcasting that gets you here?
That just means he's a weed.
Or do you just want to eat Katie's asshole?
He's Dee's new weed dealer. That's all that means.
Podcast. Love podcasts.
You love it?
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. That sounds like you want to eat Katie's ass.
Means weed dealer. Means weed
Fat
dealer.
Man, you gave me a dirty look. Was I making fun of your girlfriend? Is that what happened right there? Did you get mad?
Who's Katie?
Kate.
Oh, Quigley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was confused for a minute. I was like, who's Katie? Like, all right. Never mind.
Is she doing a podcast here?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. She does a podcast on Mondays.
How's that?
It's good. It's called Date Fails.
Oh, my. Are you telling me a female comic is talking about dating?
No, not about herself, though. She had, like, a couple come on and do, like, the newlyweds type game and shit like that.
Oh, so you're telling me a female comics talk about dating.
And then they do prank calls at the end of the, in the last segment, last 15 minutes. They prank called a Dick's in Ohio. Dick's Sporting Good.
By the way, did you get the permission to air that?
Let's not talk about that right now.
Yeah.
Well. I'm calling the police.
How the fat man will break all the rules for the hottie.
I know. For us, we can't even take an elevator when they're shooting a TV show.
Yeah,
here.
You know. What's going on? Hot chick wants to do illegal phone tappings, but you're fine with that?
Yes.
Okay. I get that.
Master
World
07.
Cup. What do you want to get into? Do you want to get into the biting incident today? Or do you want to get into that amazing kick that, as an American, crushed my heart? But I really have to sit back and go, that kick by Ronaldo is one of the most amazing plays I've ever seen in my life.
And of all people, too.
I mean,
30 seconds left. That goalie had to be like, you got to be kidding me, did this just happen?
Dude.
Changed the whole scope of...
Do you think Ronaldo was a Schindler in his last life? Like, he just helped so many people that he got to become one of the best-looking, greatest players in the most popular sport
in the fucking universe. He's creepy-looking, man. He's creepy, greasy-looking. He looks like the kind of guy that if he wasn't rich, he'd have, like, a switchblade in an alley.
Let me ask you something. Renee, let's be honest.
Yes.
If Ronaldo wanted to bang your girlfriend, do you love her enough to let her have that?
No.
Really? You would shoot that down?
Yeah,
Your Mexican pride?
I would tell him no, yeah, for sure. She's
who
mine.
Would you let
She's
her
mine.
Who would you let her bang?
Like, you ever hear the story that Michael Jordan wanted to bang this chick and she called up her husband going, "Listen, I love you to death, but Michael Jordan wants to fuck."
I guess it's because I don't like soccer that much, so I really don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just because I'm Mexican, Sam, doesn't mean I like soccer, okay?
Why do I have a feeling you would let
I got one for him. Would you let Tommy Lasorda gum her twat?
Yeah, for sure. That I would do for sure.
Puig, Kemp, and Granky run a train on his girl. What? I have a feeling that you'd be fine with that, right? Would you be okay with that? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Yeah, I would.
Like, one time I was at the, when I used to work at the hotel at the Standard, and Kobe Bryant came in, and you know, punch drunk, number one, public enemy number one.
He's up
there. Is Kobe Bryant.
He's up there.
I mean, I saw him. I'm like, if he wanted to bang my girlfriend, I could not tell her no.
That had to be back in the day. That had to be like Afro Day Kobe.
Yeah.
Like early.
That was Crazy 8.
Yeah, uh-huh. That was pre-rape.
How come they never called him the 8-Ball? They always want to call him Black Mamba. How come he wasn't called the Crazy 8-Ball?
Should have been.
Anyways, I would be like, if my girlfriend wanted to bang him, I love her so much, I would have to let her do that. Because I know if, like, Kate Upton came through, and she's like, dude, I need yards of dick. And I'd be like, well, I don't got that, but if you'll take a half a foot.
Yeah.
Well, can we do
that? To my friends.
Yeah. We'll do that? I would have to. And if my girlfriend got mad at me, that would be ridiculous. You can't get mad at that.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't.
But here's the
my
problem.
My love for you is eternal, but deny my dick the chance to hit a top. Would you say... Kay Upton, is she so hot that she could battle with the Victoria's Secret models? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I think the Victoria's Secret models are the next level of hot.
I think she was one, at least runway-wise.
Like, Victoria's Secret models, in a weird way, almost make Playmates look chunky. I'm sorry. Like, they're like, Playmates are hot. But, like, Victoria's Secret models are next level insane.
Dude, there's a new billboard on Sunset with Kate Upton in it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it the other night. Me and Yusef were standing there, and I'm like, Dude, whoever that is, because it's like one of those pictures you can't really tell. Like, it's not her body standing up. It's just like she's laying down. You can kind of see like half her face. I'm like, whoever that is hot as shit. And then we were looking at it, and he goes, that's fucking Kate Upton. And I go, well, one, waste of a billboard, only showing her like nose up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you literally thought you fell in love with her eyes?
You want to sell a product? Get her fucking fun bags in that fucking billboard. You know what I mean?
You know what's so funny
about... But two, I'm like, wow, she actually looks... And I'm sure it's Photoshop crazy. But she looks really hot in it.
Yeah, I love that you're shocked that she looks really hot in it.
Because
this is a chick who's been the president of Earth since she was like 17 years old.
Yeah, she's only like 21, 22.
Isn't that so crazy that you could be that age and own the world? Like, if you were given power of the world at 22, how bad would you have fucked that up?
Well, that's just proof that humans are nothing more than talking animals. Because we've given the most power you could give to a 21-year-old just because she has giant tits and pretty eyes. You're like, you gotta be onto something here. You were going to make rich right now.
She was so hot. She's so hot. At 19, she was drinking publicly at major corporate sporting events, and nobody arrested her.
Yeah.
Who's going to arrest that chick? Who's going to be like, listen, lady, we got to bring you in your under drinking. She's like, I'm the most powerful tits on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's that, tit police?
Tit police, Chunky and the Spick.
We got to make that shirt. I don't know if we can put Spick on there, but we should put... We should make shirts, man.
We should... What about... Oh, yeah. It's time for Chunky and the Fat Man to get down.
Why do I feel that the Fat Man always will have a Vespa or wherever he's going? No, he'll have one of those. One of those.
Both of them on the same one, though.
Segways? No, like the Mexican will run.
I'll ride on the handlebars, dude.
Fat Man's on the fucking Segway. Look at those fun bags.
Why not a Rascal? I am the Fat Man.
Yeah, that's her Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, but that's worse. That's almost, you can't even laugh at a person in a fucking...
Unless bullshit, you can't laugh at a person on a Rascal.
Unless they're falling out of it at Walmart.
Yes. Like an old one.
Listen,
you know who rides a Rascal?
She should be making even more money than she does, and she's not making it. Because women are so insecure, they can't handle looking at her like... She can only do stuff that's catered towards men.
Right. And believe me, man.
Is there something called Kate Upton versus Victoria's Secret?
I literally typed in Kate Upton, Victoria's Secret, and that's what came up.
Those chicks are hot, dude. I mean, that's just, they could fart on me and I'd be so excited.
You ever notice how Upton backwards is not poo? She's really? Definitely not poo. She's hot as fuck.
That is
Hold on, what?
Upton backwards, see? Not poo. But except for poo's spelled wrong, but you know what I mean.
So it's not poo. It's like you really went for it. I'm like, what? I mean, I have a little bit of oh, God, forget it. Anyways, World Cup, man. I mean, insane. We're up 2-0. By the way.
Are you into it?
100%.
Yeah.
I can dig soccer, and I'll tell you why.
Did you understand it before? Because Ian Edwards... And Galern explained it to me like a week ago or something. Right as it was happening, like how it happens once you get down to the final 16, then it's knockout games. So now that I really understand everything that's going on, it's crazy exciting.
It is super exciting. And
imagine the NCAA tournament if you played your first three games and you could win one and lose two and still get to the Sweet 16. That's kind of what it's like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's the biggest problem with tournaments. The first round or first two rounds are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
They're most exciting because it's nonstop sports.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. I love it. I like a game after game after game after game.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to the United States has a different mentality when it comes to football. And you see it in the way we play. Constantly, we don't pass enough. It's American greed. Everybody wants to be the hero on our team.
Even a guy who just started watching football, I understand passing through basketball and the need to make the one more pass.
Mm-hmm.
The one more pass to the guy open. And how many times do you see where the guy, the team can't do because the guy's so greedy he wants to jack up all the shots? You see that in our football team. There's constantly times where there's a guy just outside the goal that they would have kicked it over, he would have put it in. But that bald fuck, what's his name on the team? I don't even know the bald guy on our team who whiffed like four shots on goal. Could not have shanked them more. And he's the guy who lost the ball in the last play.
Mm-hmm.
And he constantly is doing that.
I mean, man, you 4.5 minutes. We not only had the ball, we had it all the way down on our side, just keeping them out of. The only thing you can do is like, okay, man, for 4.5 minutes, don't let them get the goddamn ball right in front
don't
of our
let
goal.
The number 1A or 1B player on the planet get the ball.
Every time he got the ball, they would. Be going nuts.
He would just touch the ball and the place would go crazy. Yeah, they said that when he got to his hotel, did you hear him say that? When he got to his hotel, there were like two topless women were waiting for him and a guy dressed like Donald Duck in a giant Donald Duck outfit.
That's power right there.
With two.
I can't believe you wouldn't topless. Let him bone your girlfriend. I can't believe that.
I wouldn't.
Dude.
I would not.
That's so selfish.
Yeah, but he would let Tommy Lasorda gum his chick's fucking clam. You know what that would look like? You know what that would look like?
And Vin Scully, too.
Hey, dude.
It would
Vin Scully.
Dude, it would look like
if there was one person. If there was one person I'd let gum my girlfriend's yeah. body, it'd be Vin Scully. For
Vin
sure.
Scully could go all day yeah. on Dana. All yeah. day.
Just take his teeth out.
I'll roofie Dana just so fucking yeah. Vin Scully yep. can light her up.
Yeah.
Just for him doing play-by-play of him fucking, I would give $1 million for that.
I just want to see him eat her out.
I all day would love. Anything Vin Scully does is automatically the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. I can't stand when people are like, you know who does this? Jordan Lee does it a lot. He just is like, we need to get rid of Vin Scully. Because he's a, I forget what his team is.
Reds. He's a big Reds fan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a Reds fan. And he's like, Vin Scully's got to go. It's like, dude, that guy's a national treasure. If he wants to call the first pitch in the first inning and the last pitch in the ninth, let him do whatever he wants to. To the day.
I agree, man. And ever. You know what? You get used to that guy's voice. I, you know, growing up in the Chicago area, you know, it was all Harry Carey. It was all you do. Sometimes he's not even making sense back there. Sometimes you're like, are you watching the same game? He would fall asleep sometimes.
Hey, hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're told that our show isn't on. People can't see it on JLCN.TV.
I think he's working on it. I don't know what's going on.
So are we recording right now? I mean, this is gold. Gold!
Yeah, we're recording.
Gold! But nobody can hear us?
They should be able to hear and see you, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he says on two different computers he can't see us.
Who said that?
James.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
There's three
James
of you fucking people in well, there. There's three people in the operating
there's
room.
There's more people in there than are in here.
Hey, I'm working on the audio over here. Okay. That man got
what
video.
What is the intern doing? Just sniffing Katie's seat?
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's what she said.
Well, obviously people can hear it because we have a phone call and there's another one coming in too. So they're hearing it from somewhere.
She'll be the first to tell you she's a fitness model.
She's hot. She looked so hot the other day, dude. But I just have this thing with female comics. I just can't. I don't know, man. I've learned to distance.
Me too.
I can't get too close.
Me too. Lesson learned.
Well,
and now I can't stop thinking about fucking Renee, his chick getting her fucking snatch gummed by fucking.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to my Renee's girlfriend's vagina.
It would literally look like a camel eating oatmeal.
This reminds me back in 1954 when Zsa Zsa Gabor showed up and wanted to suck Sandy Koufax's dick. She wasn't available. He wasn't available, so I just stuck it right in her ass. And Puig swings and a miss. All right. Anyway, so I fucked her. Really, I would live for that, dude.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to hear Vin Scully reading, like, Penthouse forum letters.
Yeah, that would be funny.
All day.
Uh-huh. Man, that would be, that is a viral video that's like goes bananas.
I wish there was someone who just had too much time on their hands and just could take all the audio ever of Vince Scully, which he could take ever, but all of it and just and piece words together of him just doing talking makes, filthy.
It always makes me laugh when he says, "That's a shot up the hole."
That's a shot up the hole. So, dude, did they get rid of Nomar Garciaparra?
No, he's doing radio when the Dodgers go on the road. So right now they're in Kansas City.
I haven't heard him lately.
Yeah, because he does radio with Rick Monday. So on TV, it's Oral Hershiser and, or as I like to call him, Oral Pleasurizer, and Charlie Steiner.
I love Charlie Steiner.
Yeah, he's good.
I love him. So he'll probably take over for Vince Scully when he goes, right? What a great gig that is.
Yeah. He used to be the Yankees announcer.
He used to be on ESPN. Yeah, Vince Scully could do whatever the fuck that dude wants.
That'd be one of the better to be a baseball play-by-play guy like Scully, one of those guys, where you just have, like, almost tenure with the team. You're there 20, 30, 40 years.
No, you're bigger than the team.
Well, to
me, could they fire Vince Scully right now? Could they? Do you think that
not without
right
a shitstorm?
Could Magic Johnson walk in and go, Vince, you're done?
Not without a shitstorm. I don't think so.
I mean, as much as LA loves Magic Johnson, could they? Would they stand for Vince Scully getting fired?
He'll never get fired, dude. In my opinion, they can't.
Yeah.
I think that like baseball, to be that guy might be the most fun of the three or four major sports.
Who would you rather be? Vin Scully or Alex Trebek, who just set the record for longest time hosting a show? I think he started in the 80s, 70s or 80s.
Trebek's probably paid more.
Than Vin Scully?
I would think so.
Maybe. Who do you think makes more?
Gotta be Trebek. Gotta be Trebek. Gotta be. But I tell you what.
I say Vince Scully.
I mean, dude, no that way. Guy's There's been no doing it forever.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it's like, to me, that would be the most fun one because you're at the park. It's always spring and summer. The weather's nice. You're
I would
at
much
a fucking
rather be.
And you'd rather do NBA.
I would. I think baseball, as much as I love.
Dude, because I love football, but I tell you what, there's something that just seems like it'd be more relaxing. There's more room for error.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you got fucking like 9,000 games in one fucking
I want to get
summer.
Back to the World Cup in a little while, but apparently we got a call. Renee, I've been seeing this on the internet. People have been talking. Eric, you're calling in to talk fantasy baseball. Are you going to talk about Renee being in the cellar of the Punch Drunk Fantasy Football League, baseball league?
Well, that would probably be the main thing I'd call about. But
Eric, are you in the league?
Why? What's that?
Are you in the league?
Yeah, I'm in second place.
You're in second place. What's the name of your team?
Milwaukee Beer Drinkers.
So you're from Milwaukee.
It's just too time-consuming, dude. I just don't have the time for it, man.
Let me tell
Plus,
you, dude.
It's fucking just confusing. Every time I look at the screen, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm like, this fucking sucks, so I just don't even do it.
Why do you think I don't do fantasy basketball? It's a daily thing. It's so much work.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Baseball's even more work.
So, Eric, so you don't have a job or a girlfriend?
I got a job, but no lady.
No lady yet? Why? What's going on? I've been to Milwaukee. There's some hot chicks there. I can't believe I would say
especially
that.
This time of year.
Milwaukee's actually got some hot chicks.
Sure does.
Oh, yes, there are. Yes, there are. But I'm currently riding around the United States on my motorized bicycle.
Your motorized bicycle. What is that? Are you doing a motorcycle? Or are you the guy that puts a motor on a Huffy?
Yeah, a two-stroke engine on a bicycle.
Wow! And you're riding around the country?
Yeah.
Easy rider style?
What does that mean?
Yeah, easy rider style. Sleeping in cemeteries and.
Oh, man, this just got
every
weird.
Every fucking word out of your mouth implies that I have like 10 questions to ask. Yeah, man, just riding around on my motorized skateboard, sleeping in cemeteries, fighting werewolves.
Why are you sleeping in cemeteries? Is there free Wi-Fi there?
First of all, before you answer, Eric, can I make a point here? Renee, this guy sleeps in cemeteries and he's doing better than you in fantasy baseball.
How is this? How do you have time? Like, what is the goal here?
I told Ari a while back when he was in Milwaukee, I had a diverticulitis from a pretty funny, a disc golfing injury, and I almost died. So I thought, hey, I might as well go see the United States.
So you're like, this is just your bucket tour?
You have an ultimate frisbee injury?
Not ultimate frisbee, but frisbee golf, yeah.
Frisbee golf?
I love this guy.
What is frisbee golf?
It's like golf, but you constantly throwing a frisbee as far as you can to get it to the end of each hole.
And then they have play baskets. On golf courses. You try to get them into the baskets.
Yeah.
And you got injured? Life-threatening injury?
Yes.
Yeah, I was tight.
How? Okay. Man,
Oh my God. So now you're on a motorized Huffy sleeping in cemeteries.
So it's free. Sleeping in cemeteries are free.
Really? Nobody goes, hey, dude, in the motorized bike, get out of the fucking cemetery?
No.
Nobody says anything.
Are you ever scared? You're sleeping on top of dead people.
Dude, can I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
How often between showers do you go? Like, how many days?
Oh, well, that's the great thing. There's
free showers at McDonald's.
You know, like, couch surfing? Well, there's a website just for cyclists.
Oh, what's it called? Creepyasfuck.com?
No, it's called... It's silly. It's called warmshowers.org.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've met the most unbelievably cool people in the world. It was just unbelievable. People just opened their house to me. It was great.
That was so
I'll tell you
weird.
What, because you know what? Now I'll say this about America. There's one thing that we really get and rally behind, and that's frisbee golf injuries and their families.
Never forget, never again, guys. That's what I always say about every frisbee golf injury I've gotten. Never forget.
What is diverticulitis?
It's when the large intestine... Brock Lesnar had it. The large intestine gets infected, and then what happened with mine is the muscles grabbed onto it and pinched it off, and then that necrotized and blew up inside me.
Oh, it sounds awful.
It was, dude.
Oh!
I mean, they've been trying to do what they can to clean up that sport and make it a little safer.
Yeah, I'd be like, I've been calling for frisbee golf regulation since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we need to start regulating this shit.
How
we can't
many?
Just have people going around throwing frisbees in the holes and not expect some people to die.
Hey, frisbee golf organization. How many fucking large intestines got to get swollen up before you take yourself serious?
Jesus Christ. Hey, real quick. Who do you consider the Michael Jordan of frisbee golf? Is it Eric von Fleetestaden, or is it Tom Jackson? Whoa, whoa, way back, Thomas.
Yeah, there's a professional league and all that stuff.
Okay, let's not go crazy about professional league. Because someone donates a couple Gatorades doesn't mean you're professional.
No, man, it's huge online. You know,
it's huge.
I don't know.
What, has anyone started a calendar called The Women of Frisbee Golf?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I would.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Eric.
I'll bag a bets that motherfucker right now.
Why are you riding all... You're riding this bike across country? Are you, like, raising money for something? Or are you just, like, I got to sleep in every graveyard in every state before I die of my golf frisbee injuries?
I'm not asking for anything, or I'm not... You know, doing it for any charity. I'm just doing it for myself. I had to see the United States in the back country.
So where did you start, and where is your goal to finish? Where you have like a map laid out?
Yeah, I started up in, I took a car ferry over Lake Michigan.
You took a car ferry? Is there a magical car ferry?
Yeah, there's a car ferry.
You are one pathetic loser.
Oh, come on, dude. That was uncalled for. Who dropped that?
So from Lake Michigan to where?
Ludington, Michigan, down to Toledo, and then I went to Kent State, went down to Canton, Ohio, was heading to Pittsburgh, and I wiped out pretty hardcore.
You wiped out on your motorized bike?
Yeah.
Explain that.
A hill came out of nowhere. It was you're going straight, then you took a right-hand turn. It was like going down a roller coaster. And then there was a metal brake bridge with a T intersection. I couldn't do anything, so I had to spill it. I had to wipe out, so I didn't wipe out on the bridge and mess myself up more.
Man, yeah. Because I tell you what, Eric, if you're not careful, bro, you're going to be sleeping in one of those cemeteries for a lot longer than you think you're going to be sleeping.
Can I ask you, have you ever seen any cool ass, like, cemetery stone? You know, like
headstones.
Headstones. Like, there's got to be some badass ones out there.
Well, I look for the real old ones. I like the ones that the person was born in like 1850 and they like died in 1901 or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is the oldest one you've seen?
I think it was 1836 to 1896 the person lived. I got pictures on my Facebook page.
Stop bragging.
Nerd of Anarchy.
Now, do you actually sleep on the actual graves, like dead bodies below you?
No, there's usually a spot off to the side where nothing's going on, so I just set up my tent there.
I'd be so worried about laying there. All of a sudden, here come some hands grab me from under, like, the fucking thrill. I'd be worried about the Thriller video breaking out on me.
Yeah. That would be bad, but no one bothers you. I think they're just so afraid of the cemetery, they don't even go near it themselves.
Well, yeah, because what goes on in the cemetery other than dead people, the Thriller video going down, and people doing drugs?
Yeah.
That's all that happens, right?
Not a drug? Come on. Marijuana's not a drug.
No, I'm saying, but you come to L.A. and go to a cemetery here, bro. There's fucking crazy homeless people shooting up smack and stuff.
Yeah.
So I heard.
So word on the street.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my buddy told me.
That's what my buddy friend told me. All right, dude, are you going to... thanks for calling in. Don't get murdered. Are you going to make it to the West Coast at all?
Yes, I will.
Dude, hit us up when you're out here.
Yeah, hit us up. I mean, I won't hang out with you because you're creepy as fuck, but hit us up.
No, dude, let's play some fucking disc golf with this kid.
Yeah, I'm down. Dude, for sure, man. Come hang out. We'd love to meet you.
We'll get a foursome, and then maybe we'll play some disc golf
after
that.
Tebow might sleep with you out in the graveyards this week. Maybe that's it.
Hey, man, I'm just asking around, buddy. I'm asking for a friend.
Good luck, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, have a good one.
Fucking, that was an interesting bloke.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, dude. That was weird.
I mean, just everything out of his mouth. The next thing
he
was
just
like
got
more,
a little weirder and a little weirder.
But in a weird way, interesting, too.
Do you think you could pitch that TV show to anybody?
His life?
Yeah.
It's almost like that movie, like, Into the Wild. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Like, that guy that just gives up everything and goes lives in the jungle and then eats the wrong berry and everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
That's, like, what his life seems like to me.
And he just dies?
Yeah. I ate the wrong kind of berries and I went to don'teatthatberry.com and, you know, I thought I read the right kind of berries.
I was just thinking, man, this generation, and I include myself into it,
right,
it's like nobody's going to have retirement money.
Nope.
Everybody's going to be working until they're 90.
Yep.
I mean, we're just going to live longer.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to work longer. I mean, I'm going to tell you this. Selling candy in bathrooms at strip bars will become a luxury job.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like 60 and you're like, I got to work.
Yep.
So, I mean, people are going to, there's going to be like 50 old dudes for every sell candy in a shitter job.
I hate those guys, dude. They, like, hand you paper towels and then expect you to fucking give them a dollar. I can perfectly capable of grabbing my own fucking paper towel. You know
what I mean? Don't hate them until you're trying to get that job.
Renee, does it make you angrier that they're family?
Okay, should we take a call from Dustin Elliott real quick? He's not dead.
He's not dead yet.
Dustin.
Dustin,
you're not
up?
Dead yet.
No, I'm still alive, guys.
Nice. Well, yeah. I owe you $5, Sam.
Okay, we had a bet. We thought you had died.
Yeah, no, I'm still kicking around.
All right, buddy. How are you? Tell us how it's going.
I'm doing good. We're getting settled in down here in Atlanta, and getting some new doctors and stuff to look at me, and the Tennessee doctors. I don't think they really know what the hell they're talking about.
Are you surprised by that?
I find that hard to believe.
That Southern redneck doctors wouldn't know what to do.
No, I mean, I think most of them got a doctor's degree from a correspondence course or something.
100% fucking retarded people.
Yeah. So now I'm down here in Atlanta and got some good care going. So.
So have you picked a side piece of ass for you and your wife to bang?
No, not yet. We called a couple trannies. How it goes.
Are you guys in the trannies? I mean, I'm thinking we're starting to get a lot of listeners who are. I think maybe we're the show that just really brought trannies to the mainstream.
No, we did. We did look through, just for the hell of it. We went through, one of the adult sections and...
for the hell of it. That's right.
That's all
for
right.
For the hell of it.
Hey, dude, you're not the first person who's like to fucking jerk off a tranny while you eat their butthole. It happens on our show. We're an open show. It is what it is. I mean, I couldn't watch tranny porn on the show because people called it too hot and sexy.
I was rooting for you on that.
You, yeah.
I sent a picture of Mia Isabella or whatever her name.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something. Maybe Dustin, just like our last listener, our last caller who had a near-death experience and decided he was going to live life, maybe your cancer scare has let you realize it's okay if you like chicks with dicks.
No, we just called and messed with a couple of them. I mean, we were seeing different ads. Like, there's one for $40 mouth action. We thought that sounded fun. But
$40 mouth action.
Yeah.
Like, I had Red Band on the Naughty Show podcast. At some point, the price is too low. Like, yeah. We were talking about,
it's like a joke about a fish sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$10, he said somewhere you can go get a hand job for $10. Do you want a $10 hand job?
I don't want a hand job from anybody but myself.
I've gotten a hand job before from one of those Thai massages. You'd be surprised at how good the hand job is. Like, when their job is hand jobs, they go next level.
You're better.
Yeah.
You're better.
You're better at it. I mean, I can do it for free. Like, it's like, why do people go to Olive Garden and order spaghetti? I can make spaghetti all day.
Yeah.
But Olive Garden's going to go next level with that shit. That's why I'm talking about hand jobs.
Okay.
Unlimited breadsticks.
Yeah, we were down here the other day. Katie wanted a massage, and I thought that I could, take her to a nice white neighborhood and get her a massage.
Oh.
And
I'm glad your near-death experience lets you just be open about your racism, too.
No, no. Especially in Atlanta. There's no black people down there.
I'm Dustin Elliott, and I like handjobs from trannies, and I hate black people.
And no, a nice white massage.
There's some definitely shady places down here for massages. So I took her to this place, and it looked like it was up-to-scale place. And the woman, I left Katie there. She came out, 30 minutes later, looking mortified. So the woman dropped her clothes, started rubbing on her, her tits and everything. Not what she expected.
So the chick was trying to give another chick, a happy ending?
Yeah.
No. The massage therapist was trying to give Katie the happy ending.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dustin, we got another call. It's about to come in real quick. Draft, right. How do you think it plays out?
I think we're going to see a lot of trades this year because of, with Kevin Love. I'm going to guess probably Jabari Parker, probably number one.
If I'm Cleveland, I don't think you can go wrong with Wiggins. I think he's the safest. I hate to use this phrase, but sexiest pick you can get. He's got the most name cachet with everybody. You can't go wrong with Wiggins. You can't fuck that up. Embiid would be great, but I think Embiid's going to be another Odin. I don't know why.
I can see that because he has that body type. He's that big guy looks a little too skinny.
No, but the biggest problem for him, Tebow, is that he just started playing basketball, meaning that body isn't used to this kind of wear and tear.
Yeah.
Most of these kids, they've been playing this forever.
But Odin was the same way.
But Odin's, Odin's like, he's got a bad build for basketball. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I mean, this kid's built like Odin, though.
He's just a 7-footer who's tall. Odin.
He's just talking about the guy from Kansas.
What's that? Yeah. Embiid.
Embiid. He's too scary. I wouldn't draft him.
How far do you think he drops?
He's gonna be late first round. I'm sorry. I don't think, or somebody's gonna be stupid enough to do it.
I think someone takes him in the top 12, top 10.
I think he goes. I mean, if you go around 10, you can't go wrong with that pick if you get him, because you're not really.
That's where you start using the term. He fell to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you're like, wow.
Nobody will get mad at you if you draft him. He doesn't got to do it.
2 weeks ago, he was never on our draft board. If you're sitting at 8 or 9 and he's still on the board, you got to go like, well, we got to think about this right now.
Who do you think the Lakers go with?
It's hard to tell because they're wanting to make that move on Love. You know,
I love this is classic Laker mentality. There was a time where the Lakers could trade, like, a cadaver for Love. They would literally get him, and the league would trade because the league at that time thought it needed the Lakers to be good.
Well, they're even more notorious for not even making the trade and for just getting, who is the best free agent? Come to the Lakers.
It's not even that, though. If you look at, like, how they got Kareem, how they got Magic, how they got Kobe, how they got Paul Gasol, again, we've talked about rape trades. They've just done classic rape trades. Mm-hmm. That Chris Paul trade was going to be the biggest rape trade of them all.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
It was going to be horrible. And that's why, you know who's got a good... I've been talking about people. I don't think market size has anything to do with how good your team is. Because most of these people who are buying these teams are bazillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with how bad Dallas
isn't a big market. We saw what he did when he took that team over.
How much does your owner want to win?
How much does he give a fuck about this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, who do you think is the poorest owners in the NBA?
The poorest?
Yeah. If you had to guess.
What team?
Yeah.
Like the worst owner or the one with least money?
Least money.
The Pelicans.
I'm going to go with the...
You're going to be shocked when you hear this.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Nope. The Los Angeles Lakers. Because they're the only owners that their real first job is their basketball team. Every one of these other owners made billions doing other things. And they bought these teams as side, like, projects. It's not their number one revenue income. The Lakers are the only team that's owned by a guy who that's all he owns. Mm. The Buss family doesn't own Microsoft. They don't own, you know, this app or Starbucks or anything. They just own the Lakers. That's why it's so hard for them to just give up cash. Like giving up millions of dollars from what they're making from the Lakers is coming straight out of their pockets.
Right.
Whereas Paul Allen, how much for this? How much am I paying in fucking overtax debt? It's like it means nothing.
Right.
That's why it's changed. It's changed the game. The Lakers could get sold for $3 billion. And if the Buses can't do anything with them in the next couple years, I wouldn't doubt if they sold a giant part of their team.
Well, I was saying that before about like with this Clippers sale, it's like, you know, let's say you own a house and your house is on a street, a nice street.
Yeah.
And you bought your house for $100,000. All of a sudden, your neighbor, and you have no intention of moving.
Yeah.
But your neighbor sells his house because the neighborhood just went up in value. He sells his house for like $800,000. You got to go, shit, man, I might be sitting on an $800,000 house. I might be selling my fucking house right now while the market's good.
Yeah,
you know?
You might see
a lot of these other teams go, the Clippers just sold for $2 billion and they were valued at $800 million?
No, that's what they were talking
about. Let me put my house on the market and see if I can get something for it.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. The guy who just bought the Nets. They're like, he'll probably sell his fucking team.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what that team's worth with that brand new arena.
Imagine what the Lakers are worth.
Imagine what the Lakers are worth. It's insane.
Well, you know?
I mean, who would have ever saw the Clippers being sold for $2 billion?
Well, they haven't. They haven't been yet.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, tell somebody that from 10 years ago, and they, you know, there's no way.
You're totally right, Dustin. You're totally right.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. I mean, you could see the Clippers being sold for $2 billion and them getting their own place. Like, their own fucking, okay. Come on, motherfucker. It's going to be crazy, dude. It's going to be crazy. Do you want to get LeBron James now or next hour?
I mean, we're NBA. Might as well talk about it a little bit now.
Oh, Clippers draft. You know who they got us taking? Mitch McGarry from Michigan. I'm so excited about the prospects of getting this guy.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while, too. Because I saw a mock draft with him on it.
Every mock draft I've looked at, that's who they say we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to his freshman year at Michigan, when they insert him into the lineup, they go. That's when Michigan takes off and they go all the way to the championship game. Then he jacks his back, and from what I've been told, it's not that kind of injury, that he had to have surgery just to relieve it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like a career-threatening injury.
It's not like a disc golf sort of situation.
I was telling Chad Zumach, if I was Cleveland last year, I would have taken him number one with the pick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying we might get him at the 26th pick or 27th pick.
Yep.
Now, if you go on a Bleacher Report, they did the best player picked at every draft position, every draft choice space.
Oh, one through forever and then throughout all the years.
So when you get down to the late 20s and you see who's the best guy ever drafted, like there are people who aren't even in the league anymore.
What was the best number one pick of all?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm-hmm. I can get behind that.
If you go look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's his numbers, he's probably should be ranked higher than Michael Jordan as greatest player of all time.
It's pretty impressive.
I mean, dude, 19 All-Stars.
Rings.
Six MVPs. Rings. Like who? Michael Jordan. Yep. I mean, he's one of the few guys whose credentials outshine. And he played just at the beginning of the Michael Jordan era.
Well, he played in both eras.
Yeah, he's the one guy that spans all of it.
Yeah, he does span, so he was banging back in the day and fucking was still banging,
against these fucking, quote-unquote, the new generation, the kids.
Dustin, we still are trying to get Danielson to come on. Danielson called in 2 weeks ago, and he called in at the end of the show, and we couldn't take it. So now Danielson's pissed at us.
Oh, no, he sent me a message on the Facebook page.
Saying what?
I can't remember verbatim, but something like, why the fuck would you guys do that to me?
Why? He doesn't want five minutes of hardcore phone sex?
He said, why would you do this to me? I'm like, what are you talking about, man?
Dude, you've been like, dude, it to you. I have cancer. I have shit to worry about.
What did we do to him? Just didn't take his call that once?
That's the only thing is he just wrote, every time you hang up on him, he takes it really personally.
Hey, Dustin. He does.
He doesn't get
it. Dustin, does your girlfriend talk dirty in bed?
Yeah.
Okay. That was one of the best hang-ups
There's
ever.
There's no way she doesn't.
Really quick, joining us on the line, he is the headline manager, better manager at BetDSI.com or BetDSI.eu. Please welcome back to the show, Brett, everybody. How are you, bud?
Good to be with you, Sam. How you doing?
Welcome back. Join us this time is Jason Tebow.
What's up, buddy?
Jason, nice to talk to you.
How is everything? Let's get into this World Cup. Let's talk about this goal at the end. Like, did betting just go crazy? I mean, did that just change the wins?
Oh, yeah, it changes stuff dramatically, yeah, because, I mean, you're taking a U.S. win and turning it into a draw, so that's huge. I mean, you're sitting there, you're a minute away, you're biting your fingernails, and all of a sudden, boom. That happens all the time in World Cup kind of stuff. It's crazy how the extra time, I mean, you think you got a winner and you're sitting on a winner and then you don't. But, of course, the people who bet the draw, they were loving it.
That was...
Oh, yeah, they had to be. Especially with 30 seconds left and you get that. If you had money on a draw right there, you're like, oh, thank God.
That was...
Yeah, no. Hey, I mean, that's the thing. This World Cup soccer is the quality is so good. and the results are just crazy, like the outcome sometimes. They're really exciting games, and you're never out of the woods until they blow that final whistle. So it makes for great action for us and great entertainment for guys who are betting it, too.
And yeah. How was the betting? Is there where's most of your bets going at? Like, is there a certain team, or is it just, like, are people, like last week you're telling us, people should be betting the underdog? Like, where's the action going?
Usually you get more value when you're betting the underdog, for sure. Now, I mean, these early stages, it's kind of like anything can happen. You've seen that in terms of, I mean, I'll say this. It's been really good for us so far because three of your top 10 teams, they're already out of the first stage. I mean, right. You're talking Spain's gone, England's gone, and Italy's gone now. And that's just huge for us. I mean, you're talking teams like, you know, Chile, Ecuador, United States, you know, teams like that who are still available. Costa Rica still, you know. So stuff like that is really good for us because the teams that are usually kind of like expected to win, you're talking your Brazils, Argentina, Germany, yes, you get them, you know, you get heavily bet on those teams, but the prices that you pay are usually not so good. I mean, Brazil, you know, if you bet $1, you're going to win like $3.50 if they win the whole thing. Now, if you had bet $1 on Costa Rica, you'd be winning like $1,000 if they win the whole thing. So, right. Obviously for us, when the dogs win, it's really good. And you know, the further you go into this, obviously the lines are going to get a little tighter. You know, you're not going to be getting these big prices on the dogs. But, I mean, everyone's so competitive and anyone can win any game. It's really exciting stuff.
Now you guys, we can go on betdsi.com. And, guys, if you use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, you'll get $10 of betting cash that you can just roll over to you can walk out with over $200. Now, you guys bet everything. What is the over and under on how many chicks Ronaldo's banging in Brazil right now? Great. Over and under.
You mean at this very moment or throughout the tournament? Because throughout the tournament, that number has got to be huge.
Oh, it's got to be. It's a three-digit number, I'm sure.
It's got to be in the – what would you say that number would be, like 50 over and under? For the whole tournament?
I'd make it, you know, 50 and a half, just so we don't have any pushes, in case it lands right on 50. But, yeah, I mean, those guys, they practically walk on water so they can do what they want.
Especially him. I mean, give me a break with this.
Now, you follow football a little bit more than I do. Who are the gods of the sport? Who's, like, the biggest team in football, World Cup? Like, is Brazil bigger than Italy or is Italy bigger than Germany? Like, who are the gods?
Yeah, no, I mean, Brazil and Argentina are pretty much the gods. I mean, Spain, too. I mean, Spain, obviously, gets huge support. I mean, England has this reputation that they're really great, and everyone's like, wow, England. But, I mean, they haven't won anything since Jesus was a boy, so I don't know why they still get that support. Uh-huh. But it's good for us because they're always, you know, a team that gets bet a lot, and they're just not that good. But, yeah, you're talking like Netherlands is a team that doesn't get enough support that they should. They're always strong. Germany's always strong. Those damn disciplined Germans are always tough.
Yeah, they're and fucking robots, man.
But even the African sides, I mean, they're just strong, disciplined types of squads. And they'll, you know, they're used to running after their food. So running after a ball is nothing for them.
Yeah, that's great. That's a big reason they say that all those Florida athletes are so good. Because they're always in the fields chasing shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's get into the knockout round. Let's get into the U.S. versus Germany. Now, there's this whole thing about whether they're going to throw the game and not really try and get a draw, which is good for both teams. You don't really have to go that – in Germany, it's like we don't really have to play that hard. And we can go on to the next round. We kind of rest our players.
They both just went in. Yeah, when stuff like that happens, how does that affect the line on these games?
Yeah, usually when a case like that comes up, you do find that your draw price, you know, the tie price is a little bit lower than maybe you would find elsewhere. I'm usually your draw, depending on the game and situation, you're getting, you know, anything from plus 250 to plus 100, something like that. I mean, right now, the Germany-U.S. game, you're looking like, you know, plus 170. So we're kind of hedging our number as well, thinking, yeah, you're probably going to get a lot of support on the draw. Just because of the situation surrounding this game.
Right.
Now, let's say, when is the U.S. game? That's not until Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
Let's say U.S. and Germany advance, which I think they're going to. What's the bets are you looking at right now? What are some great underdog bets that our listeners might want to take some action on?
Well, I mean, it's tough now just because you're getting in the situation, like, you know, like you said, teams that kind of don't have to win or teams where, you know, a tie serves them as well as a win. So it is kind of tricky at this point. Belgium's a strong side, and they got a lot of early support. You know, when their lines first came out to win this whole tournament, they're not kind of a team that people pay much attention to. Belgium, I mean, come on. But they look like a decent bet against South Korea, even though they don't even need to win to go through. But they look really strong, so that's a play there. And Ghana-Portugal is going to be interesting because, I mean, Portugal, they haven't, you know, they haven't looked very good so far. And again, especially on these African sides who are really strong. So I look for stuff like that. I mean, France has been really good, but they're up against a tough Ecuador side. That's on Wednesday, so... It's tough. You just kind of got to sit back and look and really looking at the situation in terms of how badly a team really needs to win or not win. I mean, you can say, yeah, someone always wants to win, but yeah, sometimes it's not as important.
Right.
What we're talking to Brent, the headlines betting manager at betdsi.com or betdsi.eu. Real quick, what was the line on whether a Uruguay player will bite somebody on Italy? Was there a bet on that?
Well, I have to go a Uruguay player. You can just nail it, Suarez. I mean, yeah. This guy is funny. They show like little replays of other games that he's done it before. I think I saw like three different clips where he's
Yeah, this
he's
is the third time he's bit somebody.
No shit?
Yeah.
Kind of like that sweet spot that the ladies like around the collarbone. He seems to go for that regularly.
Yeah, there are chicks who like to get bit. It's so weird now. Like chicks are into like...
Let's not forget, he's betting guys here, though.
Yeah, he's in the weird shit. He's probably loving Brazil with those lady boys down there.
Right?
Yeah. Do you think he's going to get suspended?
I think we lost him.
We lost him. What happened?
I don't know.
I think
the call dropped? Or I think it lost our season.
You didn't drop him, right?
I was waiting. I had my finger on the trigger. I didn't pull it, though. Swear to God.
All right, he's going to call back in. Let's take a little break, and let's take a five-minute break, and then we'll come back. We'll probably get his call.
We'll talk to him again, and we'll talk to Dan. Hang on. We'll take you in the second hour.
We're going to talk UFC. Some UFC. Tell him if he calls back in. That's probably him.
Yeah, tell him we'll...
Tell him we'll call back in 5 minutes that we just we don't know what happened, and we'll get in some UFC with him. I have to run somewhere real quick. Can you tell him to call in 5? Oh, that's... All right, and we're back in the saddle with the second half of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm joined once again by our good friend Brent from BetDSI. He's ahead.
No, it's Dan.
Dan?
Is it some guy named Dan calling in for UFC?
Oh, why does it say Brent? On the side.
Because his name was written in earlier, and then the line was disconnected.
I don't want to get in the UFC yet, so hold off. We'll be right back to you, Dan. I'm trying to take care of this.
Take care of some sponsorship. And, dude, what a perfect sponsor for this show, too. Someone that's going to cool guy can talk in and talk a little sports. Let's make some money by getting an expert in here to tell us what to do with our shitty fucking money that we make.
My money isn't shitty. Where's that? Is that your new wallet? Is your asshole?
Yeah.
Please welcome back to the show Brent from BetDSI.com or BetDSI.eu. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 of betting money that you could roll up to $200. Cash out, dog. Straight cash, homie.
Or never cash out and just keep betting.
No, you got to cash out at some point. At some point, you should cash out.
And then cash right back in, and dad is in business.
Okay. What happened, bud? We lost you.
Yeah, no, I guess Jason got tired of me and pulled the plug or
no.
Paying the bills around there.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to say it. I'm glad someone said it out loud. let's get into UFC a little bit. Two big fights coming up this week. What's your take on them and what's feelings? And I want to talk a little bit as someone who's involved in sports betting. Is the UFC watering down their product?
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, to have two cards on a Saturday, you're talking, you know, like each card's going to have, like, say, 12, you know, fights that are on the board that people can bet on.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking probably 12 hours of fights on a Saturday. And, like, wow, I mean, if you're a diehard fight fan, that's still a lot of fights to watch, you know.
That's a lot of fights, you know?
Yeah. I mean, The whole time change thing is one thing. I mean, you're talking, you know, if you're on the Pacific Coast, you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch these fights, you know, go back to sleep and then get back up around, you know, 4 o'clock to watch the ones that are coming from San Antonio. It's a lot of, you know, the thing that I like, though, is that the fighters usually complain that they don't get enough fights. I mean, they fight, you know, 3 times a year, so they need the action. They need to, you know, keep the money coming in. Especially, I mean, if you're, you know, working at a grocery store or, you know, stocking shelves or whatever in your part-time, if you're not one of the studs, you really need these fights to make money. And the other thing, too, is you get fans who kind of associate with these names. And perhaps, you know, the UFC strategy is you get to know these guys a little bit better. You're more likely to, you know, reach in your pocket with that shitty money that you have hanging around, pay-per-view card.
Now, what fights are this weekend?
That's July 5th.
Go on, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. Now, we got fights that are coming from New Zealand. That one is Tahuna and Marquardt is the main event there, which is a good fight. Whenever the UFC goes to these local places, you know, whether it's, you know, Scotland, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, stuff like that, they always have a local fighter, so you see that a lot.
Yeah.
These cards, which, again, is good for these fighters. And then you've got the one from Texas, which is Cub Swanson and Jeremy Stevens, the main event there.
That's a great fight.
Cub Swanson. I love Cub Swanson.
I like Jeremy Stevens, too. I mean, as much as everybody says they hate boxing or boxing's dead, at the end of the day, most of your MMA fighters, most of your MMA fans like a dirty boxing fight.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you want to see, you know, the couple of guys, you know, sweaty guys roll around the floor looking for a submission. You want to see them bang the snot out of each other.
Yeah.
Now the one fight that we have is Tanuna versus the UFC Fight Night headlining fight is Tanuna versus Marquardt, which is an interesting fight because both these guys have had some chances to go next level. I mean, Marquardt fought Anderson Silva, seems like a lifetime ago. But both these guys have had some big fights and come up short. In a bet, like, if you're betting a fight like this, where both of them kind of have a history of getting knocked the fuck out, what would you go with?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, a guy like Marquardt, you look at it, there's kind of always value with him because he's such a good guy and he always gives that effort. I always look for guys who I think are going to give a great effort, you know. You look at the Diaz brothers sometimes and you can watch them and you can really get frustrated because it's like, you know, here's a guy who can win this fight, but mentally he just doesn't do enough to win it. So
yeah.
I look for guys like Marquardt, who he's a live dog. You know, he's getting plus 185. If you risk, you know, $100, you could make a profit of $185. I mean, that's pretty live bet there, I think, with Marquardt.
Is that your pick of this fight? If you're like, hey, man, here's a good place to make some money in that fight card. Do you have a lock on that?
You know, yeah, I mean, if I had to bet, that's where I'd be going for sure. Now, of course, sitting here, we have to put the line. That's the beauty of bettors. They kind of have the advantage over the house in that one way, in that basically all these fights, I have to put up a number in every single one of these fights.
Yeah.
You as a guy who's a bettor, you don't have to bet it. You can pick and choose and beat me that way.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put it up, though.
Right.
Okay, the Cub Swanson versus Lil Heathen fight. What's your take on that one? Both are kind of having a little resurrection in the career.
Sure.
Both kind of had some like losses where you're like, what's going to happen with this guy's career? Kind of lost in the woods. They both put together nice little winning streaks. This one, winner of this, kind of gets into the title picture on who's going to be next to get their ass kicked by Jose Aldo.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to.
Sure does.
I mean, you know,
dude, you're fighting a guy with a giant scar on his fucking face.
Yeah, no, I mean, Stevens was at 155, and I mean, he lost, I think it was like three fights in a row. Now he's dropped down in weight, which, you know, usually is tough to do as guys get on, and he's like 3-0 since he moved down to 145. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. He's got a chance to break in the top 10 and get his name out there again. So, again, these are the kind of fights where I look at the dog prices, and I just always like dog prices. I don't know why.
All right, so there's some interest. You can get some great action, guys. If you want to bet the fights, I know I'm going to bet the fights, so I'm probably going to go on. I'm going to go on betdsi.com.eu and put in some wagers. After that, in 2 weeks, I think is a really big fight, which is Weidman versus Machida, the Dragon.
Yeah.
Machida. Also on that card is Ronda Rousey. Do you guys get a lot of action for Ronda Rousey? And follow-up question, does female sports garner any betting action?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
I'll say, like, with Rousey, for sure, we get a ton of action with her. When you're talking the other female stuff, if we're talking, like, a main event, like this week, we've got Wimbledon going on, for example, tennis action, we're going to get a lot of action on the women's as well as the men. That's for sure. In golf, no, we get more action on the men. WNBA versus NBA, there's no comparison. I mean, not a whole lot of casual fans will bet the WNBA. Sharps will bet it, and they'll beat you, but not a lot of, you know, casual fans. Rousey,
who bets it? Who bets WNBA?
Sharp guys who look at your number and say, oh, that's not a good number. I can beat you at that.
Unbelievable. Really?
I love it. I love that.
I would love to meet somebody who makes a good living betting the WNBA. I mean,
well, it's just people that make a good living betting everything. They just recognize that number and they go, hey, there's money to be made right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you touched on it. Like, these professional guys, the guys who win long-term, they don't care what they're betting on. They could bet on the weather tomorrow. If they think they're getting a right price and the number's right for them, they'll take it. I mean, you take a look at pros versus a lot of what you might call, you know, your regular customers. The difference between them is if you ask a pro, who do you like tonight? Their question will be, what's the price?
Yeah.
You ask a normal guy, say, hey, you know, Miami and Philadelphia tonight in baseball, who do you like? You'll well say, oh, I like Philadelphia. It's like, well, here's the price. Do you like them now? A pro will have a different answer to you.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the number.
Right.
What? How much does attractiveness figure into betting lines? Like, the uglier the female athlete, the harder she plays. Is there any correlation, or am I just a sexist asshole?
Well, the sexist asshole part, I can't say yet. I mean,
he is. Trust me, he is.
But no, let's say, like, but Rousey, for sure, she gets a lot of support. And I think the UFC really has a line with her in that, I mean, she is attractive. She's aggressive in her fights.
Well, let's be honest. She's attractive for a female MMA star. No one's ever going to wonder, like, who'd you rather hit, Ronda Rousey or Kate Upton? All day Kate Upton. But for a chick who gets punched in the face, she's pretty hot.
That's yeah, no, she's definitely hot, and that certainly doesn't hurt her case at all. And the thing is, she's so marketable, too. And she's kind of, you know, her last couple fights, she's kind of had a bit of an attitude in terms of playing the bad girl role as well, which is really good for the UFC, because it's almost like a Mayweather-type thing that follows her now. Is there's people who like her and people who bet on her because they like her. And there's other people who will bet on her or against her because they want to see her lose. I mean,
yeah.
We lost $100
all the time with Mayweather, who just they don't care who Mayweather is fighting. They're going to bet the opponent. Why? Because they just want to see him lose. And there's others who recognize the fact that, wow, he's just that good.
Okay, real quick, Michelle Wee, what was the line on her? Did you enjoy her twerking?
Her twerking? She was twerking?
She twerked on her. She just won like the U.S. Open in ladies golf, mm-hmm. and she's twerking on it. Real quick.
Wow.
She was one of those chicks that was really young, and then we played the game. Is she going to be hot when she's legal?
Yeah.
Did she turn out hot?
I think she turned out about what I thought she was going to turn out to be.
Which is what, Asian?
Yes.
Is that? I can't tell if she's hot or not. I can't tell if Michelle Wee is hot.
I mean, you know.
I think she is. I think she's got that kind of like smart, classy look to her. You know,
she was twerking, dude.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She was twerking. Is twerking degrading? I can't tell. The rules.
Yeah, I think twerking is degrading, especially when you're talking women's golf.
When you're talking golf,
was there any bets on her Did anyone take any action on if we was going to win?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like I said, women's sports, we don't get a ton of action, but we throw lines up on everything that we can. And, of course, women's golf, we get that up as well. What the price was, I can't remember what it was. But she's, I mean, she's one of those people who gets lots of support.
All right. Let's talk real quick Wimbledon, really fast. Any action going on that? What should our bettors be looking for?
Wimbledon, I don't know. It's really tough. I mean, if you're going to bet Wimbledon, the early rounds are usually where the spots where you're going to find some dogs. Looking at, like, professional-level guys, what I see them do a lot, they'll bet, like, you know, total sets in a, you know in a game. If a game's going to have – a match is going to have, you know, over or under 20.5 games played, stuff like that. See that a lot of time in terms of what the sharps play. Other than that, again, you don't see them laying – bases where, you know, you've got to risk, like, say, you know, $50 to make 10. They kind of shy away from that stuff. They'll make the smaller bets where you're talking, you know, you say 10 to win 20, stuff like that. They'll look for live dogs. But another thing, like I said, we offer set betting, so you can bet how many sets they're going to be in the match and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
If you figure someone's going to blow some bet under, for example, you think, you know, a match is going to be real tough, you can bet the over and stuff like that. If you think the Reese's going to win a set in terms of women, go back and forth like that, you look at it over and stuff like that. So I notice sharps kind of, as a general trend, those are the plays that they look for.
That's awesome. Okay, guys, so you're listening. Go to betdsi.eu or .com. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get that action going. It's a great time for sports. June, July. I mean, I can't remember. I've never remembered a summer this exciting about sports.
The only way to make the World Cup more exciting, throw $20, $30 bets down. Get a parlay going or something.
Make some money, yo. Make some money. All right, Brent, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you next week. And, man, have a great week, brother.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
See you, bro.
He's a great guy, dude.
Cool, dude. Such a cool guy.
Very cool cat. Very cool cat.
This is the Michelle Lee girl you were talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
She's hot, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's just here's the thing. Like,
she looks like somebody that would marry an NBA player.
No, she's not.
Look at her. Pull that back off.
She's not that trashy.
I'm not saying trashy. I'm just saying, oh, look, it's Scottie
Pippen's wife.
The problem
with Asian chicks and why I'm not into them is, like, it's really hard to be ugly and Asian. Meaning there's not, like, they're all cute. It doesn't, you know, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like everybody else, there's, like, there's really hot and then there's some dogs. Asians, they're all kind of in that kind of cute area.
I can see that. I don't know. I guess I've never really had a thing for Asian chicks.
Weidman versus, what are you thinking?
I think Weidman runs through Machida.
Really?
Yeah. I think he does.
No, I mean, like, I think this is.
I think Weidman's very beatable. And I do look forward to somebody fucking him up.
Really? Why?
I'm just not a huge Weidman fan. I don't know why.
Is it weird that Americans are the one group that doesn't get behind somebody for national pride? Is it because we're so diverse?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that. And I think, you know, it's kind of our sport. I mean, even though, yeah, it's Brazilian, you know, jiu-jitsu, and people have been doing this for a long time. The UFC is an American brand.
Yeah.
A North American brand, at least, you know.
I mean, dude, you remember there was a time where Brazil almost had all the belts? Now it's Americans have all the belts.
Canada was making a fucking serious push for a while, too. Now there's a lot of Russians coming in.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask him if he takes a lot of action on Bellator. Bellator, World Series of Fighting.
Yeah, we'll ask him that next week. That's a good question.
Like him calling in, dude. I like talking betting.
Yeah, it's just an interesting world where he's like, hey, man, you got people that'll bet on WNBA.
Yeah.
They're called professional gamblers that know fucking money when it's to be made, you know?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
I bet, but not as much as I should because I'm really emotional.
I get emotions.
That's why I can't bet NFL.
Yeah, it's too hard for me. I can't. Betting on sports, it's just too much.
I literally think the Raiders are going to go 16-0. That's why I can never bet again. Anybody they're playing, I'm like, they're going to turn it around.
And you know what any professional bettor would do?
Yeah.
They would take your bet on that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, there's some money to be made.
Is this guy want to talk UFC again? All right, bring him on. Who's this, Dan?
Yeah, what's going on, Trish?
Dan, thanks for holding on. Thanks for calling in, man. UFC, you heard what we were talking about. What do you think? Are they diluting their brand by putting on this many fights?
I completely agree with that. I think they're oversaturating the market so no one else can thrive.
Yeah, that's my theory, and that they're trying to kill Bellator.
Well, yeah, Dana's been pretty outspoken in saying that he's going to kill Bellator, but I don't think that should be his main thing. I think he should challenge other sports, but
he said that before. But the reason that he fears Bellator is because Viacom has deep pockets, but I feel like the Rampage Jackson King Mo was such a disaster, even though they tried to paint it off as it was great. It did less than 100,000 buys. They lost money on it, and I think that's why Rebney's gone. I think that pay-per-view cost them their jobs.
I completely agree, and I heard something to the effect that T.O. Ortiz is supposed to fight Kimbo Slice in the next pay-per-view, so that should be ridiculous.
But here's the thing. In a weird way, I understand what Bellator is doing when it comes to Tito Ortiz. And it's the one thing that I think the UFC does wrong, in that the UFC has this whole thing with, like, and they kind of do it a little bit with Wanderlei Silva, but, like, people like watching Tito Ortiz fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If Tito Ortiz is not on that Bellator card, those numbers probably are cut in half.
At least.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Branding, but the UFC wants to brand themselves as a whole, which you guys have talked about at, like, you know, ad nauseum, but, like, I think Dana's going about it the wrong way.
I do think UFC is in their first ever
growing pains.
I think they
they're
20 years in, and they've expanded so far that they've it's too much, man. And that's why I always felt like Strikeforce, and even though I could see Bellator and UFC in this crazy, bizarre world somehow merging, I think the UFC needs to have another kind of, like, smaller company to put these fights on in other countries. And the UFC fights should be the top-level fights.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah.
That way, like, hey, there's a Strikeforce fight in China, okay? That doesn't dilute the UFC fight, because right now, I'm sorry, but what the UFC is doing is they're diluting the brand so much that it's going to become about who's fighting. And therefore, in the long run, they're going to have to pay fighters who bring eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the opposite of... Who was the guy with M1 for years, that Russian guy?
Fedor.
Yeah, it's the opposite of Fedor. Like, they're trying to build a company around itself when they should have a couple marquee guys that they always could go to for, like, a main event. I was listening to the Fighter and the Kid, and Brendan Schaub said something really, really poignant about the UFC and MMA in general is the only sport where Dana White has said on record countless times, don't let it go to the judge's hands, which is the weirdest thing ever. You should have confidence in your officiating, I would think.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother thing. I will say this about the UFC that I like about their officiating compared to the other leagues, and that is they don't pay their judges and their refs. Whereas every other league, those guys are on payroll.
Right.
So that UFC's through, like, the commission?
Yes. I would love to see the NBA go through a commission. Therefore, we wouldn't have this playoffs where it's so blatant what the refs are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Where they're affecting the game. But let's get into the fights. Weidman versus the Dragon.
I got to go with my boy Weidman, man. Easily. Want to nipple that off Ari.
I think he easily wins that fight.
I think this could be considered
a super fight.
Weidman and Machida.
I
absolutely think it is.
He was in the light heavyweight class when it was nothing but killers with, like, Liddell, Tito, Rampage.
You know what the problem is? UFC has a problem, and you guys are talking about one element of it, and them trying to brand themselves. But one problem that they have is when you talk super fights and stuff, you can't think of a lot
of really heated rivalries where I want to see these guys, you know, like it used to be fucking, you know, the Bad Boy versus the Iceman.
Yeah.
Where it used to be, yeah. You know, used to have like couple and, you know, oh shit, these I got BJ Penn and fucking.
Now it's just Twitter beef, really.
Now it's just, you don't have these like, there's not five or six or seven greats at per weight class where they're all having these great rivalries where it's not even for a belt.
Yeah.
It's just damn, that was a fucking man.
Yeah.
That was another fucking
positioning, yeah.
You know?
I would like to see the California Kid versus what's his face? They hate each other. Who's the guy was the
He's fighting coming up.
California Kid, who does he hate? The blonde guy hates the kid who looks like Eddie Munster. Do you know what I'm talking about? Dan?
Not Brian Caraway, right?
No. The guy who was the champion, then he hurt his back or he hurt his leg, and then
he's fighting that Kung Fu Kid.
Yeah. He's gonna whoop his ass.
He should.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. His next fight, it seemed pretty much like a tune-up fight. But what does he do in the coming future, being that his teammate and training partner has the belt that he wanted?
What's the name of their training camp? Alpha Male.
Yes, yeah. Team Alpha Male.
You're gonna see, dude. All these guys are kind of going with the trainer to train with him and, like, leaving the California Kid. I love how I know nobody's fucking name. Uriah Faber.
Yeah, Faber.
Leaving him and, like, Team Alpha Male. They're kind of still in Team Alpha Male, but they're following. Who's the trainer that trains all them?
Bang?
Bang Ludwig. Man, they're following because the guy's good. This is literally the first coach that could rival... What's Jackson. His face? Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, like, I listened to a pretty good podcast that had Dillashaw on it, and he was saying that Ludwig really hasn't, like, I know they made all that publicized that he was going to do his own thing, but I guess he's still out at Alpha Male all the time.
Yeah, it's too good.
They're trying to keep him in Sacramento, but, I mean, why would you want to get rid of him?
Yeah, well, I mean, what it is, it's a ego thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Uriah Faber probably doesn't want to give up a piece of the pie.
That's possible.
It's his, and I like Uriah Faber. That's not a knock on him. It's just, you know, I've been in entertainment. I've seen egos just crushed up. I'm sure if he gave a piece to this guy would stay. You know.
Yeah.
It's just
and I think I've seen some percentage of like alpha male fights. Since Dwayne Ludwig, they've won something crazy like 78 or 82% of fights.
I think you know that.
Ridiculous.
They've won, lost like one fight, I think.
Yeah, and that was, I think that was the title shot with Uriah.
Yeah, I mean.
That early stoppage.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they got their first belt. I love TJ Dillashaw. I met him when I worked with Rogan. Nicest dude.
Really?
Nicest dude. Now, are you a big Ronda Rousey fan?
She's definitely been in the background on my phone for about a year and a half.
You're a big fan. That's a big fan.
That is a big fan. Like, do you like her because of a fighter, or you want a boner?
I'm terrified of her, but yeah. No, I like how she fights. I can't say that she's not attractive. She's no Gina Carano. But.
She's no Misha Tate, who I think is the next level hot. I mean, it pains my dick to see her get punched in the face.
Really?
Yeah. My dick
it
cries.
It turns me on more.
Every time Misha Tate gets punched in the face. But I got to say something about Ronda Rousey off of her last fight. To me, Ronda Rousey has an element of LeBron James where it is when
big
LeBron,
black dick?
Yes. When LeBron came into the NBA, it was all hype. And you'd see people walking around L.A. with LeBron James jerseys on his rookie year. I'm like, you're just cattle. You're just buying into that.
Mm-hmm.
But as the years go by, his game gets so next level. You got to be, as a basketball lover, you got to be like, that guy's the king.
Mm-hmm.
With Ronda Rousey, I just see the same thing happening where, like, when she kind of got in, everybody was just like, Ronda. And I'm like, there's nothing going on here. We've talked about it on the podcast where it's like, at one point she had more movie roles than fights in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
But her last fight, you see growth in her game.
Yep.
Well, you had her striking coming up.
Yep, striking, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, she's definitely, I don't know, a step or two above all the rest of those other girls in that division. I kind of feel bad. I mean,
I don't feel bad. The biggest thing is, it's like, is it, who is that, Ronda Rousey?
Misha Tate.
Oh, yeah, Misha Tate. I can't believe Ari didn't think she was
Sam's
hot.
Sam's going to lose it. Blow that up.
No, don't blow that up. Yeah, dude, tell me you wouldn't want to bone the fuck out of that.
She always looks like she's smelling something that smells terrible.
She's like,
though.
Oh, God, somebody farted.
She does have that stink face. She definitely looks like she listens to Mac Dre.
Now, uh-huh. The thing that, now, I've talked about this before, and then we got a jam because I want to do a new segment on the show. But I've talked about before, Misha Tate's an interesting person because she's literally, how many fights has she won in the UFC? One?
One? Yeah,
and how many she lost? Two or three?
Three. She's 1-3 in the UFC.
1-3, and she wants a fucking raise.
Well, it's sex sells,
sells
man.
Tickets, dude.
I mean, she's definitely the best looking. I mean, I don't know. She's probably top three best looking.
Second
girls.
Second most popular female fighter that they got.
Yeah, I mean.
I hear what you're saying.
But don't she? How about win?
I hear what you're saying.
Win.
Hey man, sometimes winning doesn't sell tickets. I mean, doesn't matter when it comes to ticket
sales.
Yeah,
but you don't want to watch somebody who's 1-5 in the UFC fight. At some point, it loses complete credibility.
You're watching this fight. The third fucking most important fight is Misha Tate versus Liz Carmouche or one of these other ones, and it's not Rousey. You watch it, you're like, cool, man, Tate's on this card.
Yeah. Well, and she always, like, that was a close fight. She looked like she couldn't hang.
Talk about a chick who, I mean, she's literally the Karl Malone of the NBA. I mean, of the UFC.
In what way?
In that she just couldn't beat one person, and she could have had the kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, Karl Malone could not beat Michael Jordan.
No, it was, neither could Barkley.
Yeah. I mean, like, Misha Tate, imagine if she wins versus Ronda. The world is her oyster, being that hot and being a fighter.
You imagine how happy she would be just to fight her one more time and beat the shit out of her.
She's never. She's going to have to put on a winning streak of such epic proportions to fight Ronda Rousey again.
What,
well, Ronda
two,
did something really interesting.
Three?
In, that prime time that they did, and Ronda was like, I have Olympic, you know, caliber judo. She has high school wrestling. Like, it's not really the same playing field.
I
that is true.
I want to see her fight Cyborg. I want to see this fight. Yeah. Like, Ronda's calling out men because she knows it won't drop. That's my only problem with Ronda Rousey. It's like, stop calling out people you know that you'll never fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cain Velasquez would kill you because he's a 240-pound gorilla.
Yeah. He would stop calling out these people. And stop, you know, and then, like, the one person you could fight in reality, you're like, drop down to my weight. It's like, it's, you know, it's like, that's my only problem, man. It's like, fight these people. But the UFC, it's not in their best interest to have that girl fight Cyborg.
Yeah. Well, I look at that the same way as the pound for pound best fighter in the world list.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing, because, like, saying that, you know, like, a 125-pound guy is ranked higher than anybody in the heavyweight division is absolutely ludicrous.
I agree with that, but it is a pound-for-pound, dude. And, I mean, like, Dodson, you could say it's a thin group of fighters, or he's just a dominant dude. I mean, we don't know yet. He hasn't had that mega fight yet.
Right.
It's just
that's
like,
true.
But you can't put him on pay-per-view as the headlining guy. It's not that. You got to put him on Fox fights because people like to see big dudes bang.
Yeah. Well, look at who held the belt before Melendez. Who did he win it from?
Melendez doesn't have a belt.
No. Gil or not Melendez. The kid from Gil Rufus's gym.
Ben Henderson had the belt before Shogun Pettis got it for him.
What's his name? He'd always be on the Fox cards because he'd always go to decision.
Ben Henderson, right.
Yeah. I think he three or four of his title defenses were all on Fox cards.
The biggest thing about Chael Sonnen is he could sell fights. You got to learn to sell fights, man. I mean, the whole notion that people don't want to do this, you know, I understand purity because from a comedian standpoint, I'm like, I want to be pure about my art. But there is a selling business marketing aspect that you have to understand. There's too much money now involved to just be like, I just want to fight and I don't want to talk.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a little respect for, like, the Nick Diaz's who don't want to do press conferences. But that's part of the beast, man.
But they
that's
sell fights, too, by being that fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins the Tenuta versus Marquardt fight? Yeah, okay. You got to let someone answer.
Got to let somebody
that
answer.
That was a great call. Dan should call in more. He knows his fights.
Yeah.
But he can't call in and not know anyone's name. I'm the only one who's not
that's
allowed
your
to
job.
Not know people's
that's your
names.
Job.
Yeah.
You're the guy that says.
Got to know your names if you're going to call in.
What's his face? You're the what's his face.
Yeah, I'm the guy who did a lot of drugs back in the day and have a fucked up brain.
What's that fucking guy's name? What's his face? That fucking guy.
So we want to do a new segment here on Punch Drunk. We'll tweet out the links so you can watch it at home. But we're going to do a little thing called Fight of the Week. We're going to run a videotape of our favorite fight, probably most likely from World Star Hip Hop.
I'm excited for this.
And we're going to discuss it. And you can watch it at home or you can hear us do play-by-play. Now, Jason.
Yes.
Because I love you, I've decided you have two choices of which video of the Fight of the Week.
Okay.
One is a bunch of hot black chicks in Houston going at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just get a bunch of fat Greeks just going fucking nuts in a Greek restaurant.
Now, let me ask you this. Why are they fighting in the restaurant? Do we know?
They're Greek?
Mm-hmm. Like something happens and then it just turns into a free-for-all?
Yeah.
Do we know why the girls in Houston are fighting?
Because they're just hot and black. And they just... I mean, dude. Dude, there's something about Houston... black women that are so next level hot.
Now, is that one...
black chicks, when they are hot, they are so fucking sexy.
Is that nighttime drunk chicks?
Yeah.
Versus daytime in a restaurant?
Yeah, just fat Greek guys. I mean, it gets crazy.
I think I want to see the Greek guys.
Okay. Can you bring it up? Now, the beginning of the video is a little crazy.
And I tell you what, the only reason I picked this one is because when you had mentioned the two... you just kept fixating on how hot the black chicks were. But then when you mentioned the Greek one, you made this face about how great the fight gets crazy.
It gets crazy.
Yeah,
see,
that's
dude.
The face you make right there.
All right?
Okay, here we
go. So here's Cut. This is the first ever, and if anyone can make a cool little jingle for this, it's our Punch Drunk Fight of the Week. Here we go. So it starts out in some random Greek restaurant. Can you turn it down just a little bit? People are just eating. There's a fight going on, right? There's a discussion. Now watch this guy in the back. Just throw something. Now this guy in the back, they just start swinging. Now shit starts getting crazy. Now everybody gets out of the way. Everybody's throwing like hummus at each other. It's just nuts. Now here's where it gets great. People start just grabbing furniture and beating the shit. It's literally like 1980s pro wrestling. This guy who has a fucking vest on grabs a chair. Now the maitre d' tries to stop it. The other guy looks like he just got back from boxing in a gym, has like FUBU gear on. Now here's the best part. There must be like some kind of like Greek oils on the floor.
Everybody's slipping.
Now here's the fat guy. He's got his shirts off. It looks like West Side Story. Everybody from West Side Story versus what's the new Clint Eastwood movie that came out?
Gran
Torino, you're thinking?
Jersey Boys? It looks like West Side Story and Jersey Boys are getting a fight. Everybody is grabbing.
There's
pants fell.
Literally five people that have chairs in their hands.
Throwing chairs at them. How crazy is that?
That was pretty. I mean, just think of a crowded restaurant and a fight between like 11 people breaks out.
Imagine if you're at Zanku Chicken and just people just start throwing chairs at each other. Now, that clip was so short.
That was a good one.
I would like to show you second place.
I'm fine with that.
Can we load up? Okay, I'm going to tweet these pics when I get home. Dude, this video... is so, what?
Stop touching that.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Madison.
This video is so fucking hot. Like, all the time I walk down, Like, Melrose, stop it real quick. I want to talk about this. Stop it. Melrose, I walk down Melrose or Hollywood, and I see these what I call basketball wife chicks. These hot black women. They're so fucking hot. But the worst investment in your life is a basketball wife. Is there any of those relationships that ever worked out?
No.
Did those chicks... Is there ever one that did not immediately leave him once he's out of the league?
Yeah, because they don't want to marry the person. They want to be a part of that lifestyle.
But they're so hot. They want to
spend your money. They want to be at all the events. They want other women to be jealous of them. They don't want anything that's real. So when his job quits and when they can't, he can't either offer her that lifestyle because he's not going to these parties anymore. Yeah. And he's not living that fucking baller life. That's where the term baller life comes from. You know what I mean? Because you're a baller and you get that lifestyle. You know, when that's gone, so's this twat.
Yeah.
She's an entourage member that sucks your dick.
Yeah, I love that. I wish I had an entourage member that sucked my dick.
Spend all your money.
Insanely hot. Now, what was the name of the group of four black chicks from the 90s, the band?
In Vogue.
Okay. This fight's literally Destiny Child fights In Vogue. So let's try. This is Houston. This is late night after club.
So it's like, yeah, it looks like everyone's
look
on the
how hot these chicks are dressed.
This is Dallas, by the way.
Dallas? Yeah. Okay, Dallas. Now, the fight starts out. This chick is talking shit to everybody. Look at her. She's calling people out to come fight her. She's in high heels. She has the smallest dress I've ever seen. Now, this bitch comes out, starts fighting too. Now, the funniest thing about this chick, she has high heel sneakers on. Look at these chicks. Is there not one of you? How could you not get them pregnant? Now, she's talking shit. Boom.
Sucker punch right to the back of the head.
Beyonce just starts throwing fucking haymakers. Look at this. Look at these hot chicks. Everybody just
shit.
Now, the chick in a neon yellow shirt is just throwing haymakers.
She can fight.
Dude, look at these chicks. Oh, this is so hot. The best part of these girls all have thongs and their assholes all come out. Half these chicks don't even have underwear on and they're just throwing haymakers.
Sure
look at this chick down here. Now, all of a sudden, just fucking
Big Mama's
Precious comes
up
out of nowhere trying to regulate everybody, who's literally the Godzilla of this whole thing. I love this thing. It's got to be so hard trying to stop a fight with an erection. This girl literally has no underwear on. She's fighting with her thong out.
Wow.
Now the bouncers show up. Come on, you hotties. Dude, I couldn't imagine trying to stop.
Bouncer shows up. Everybody in my car. Let's get out of here.
Oh, look at this. It's another view of the fight. Now this guy's like choking out this incredibly hot chick. You gotta feel bad for bouncers. What are you gonna do? This hot chick wants to throw that. Look, they're still throwing.
She threw a punch at the security guy.
So Suge Knight's just trying to do his job. How hot was that video? Which one was your pick of the week?
That one.
That's what I'm gonna do from now on. I'm gonna pick two picks, and we let Jason Tebow pick his hot chick pick of the week.
That was tough. You put up for a vote on the website like you've done with the...
Well, our website should be up any day now. HostGator has been the most miserable experience of my life.
Still driving you nuts.
I'm doing what they call a domain transfer. I'm transferring from HostGator, punchdrunksports.com, to GoDaddy. This is how fucked up they are. They couldn't do it right there, so they sent one a ticket. They sent me a ticket going, okay, we've canceled your domain name, but we're keeping your hosting going. Which is the exact opposite of what they asked them to do.
That's retarded.
I'm literally dealing with this
the
whole time. So the website, once a domain is transferred, will be up and running. Everybody will be writing. Everybody, it's going to be great. I'm telling you, I have a vision for this website. But we're going to start putting that up. But let's go to a vote real quick.
Fuck, man, that's tough. I did love...
Fat Man.
Who do you, gotta go with the black
now, do you relate more to the fat guys fighting?
No, fuck them. They're Greek.
How come, you know, black guys bang fat white chicks? How come black chicks don't bang fat white guys?
Good point.
Maybe there's just no justice in the world.
Yeah, it's just pussy doesn't play by the rules. So you're going with which one?
The black chicks.
One for black chick. Renee.
Same thing.
Black chicks.
That was a great video.
Intern.
Joe. Hot chicks.
Hot chicks? Okay, so it's 3-0. Wow. I can't believe it.
Oh, man. I really liked both of them. The Greek thing is so crazy.
Right? It gets crazy fast.
Because, you know, and especially walking around Hollywood Boulevard and all the different things at night and, you know, nightlife style that we have doing comedy and stuff. I've seen that hot chick thing, you know, time and time again. It's a very common fight. It was a good fight, and those bitches were crazy. But there was nothing in that fight other than them all being pretty attractive that you're not like, yep, that's just bitches being cray-cray, though. That's just how it gets sometimes. The Greek thing was more of a rare fight.
Yeah.
You know, that looked like something out of a kung fu movie. I'm going to go Greek. I enjoyed both of them. Don't get me wrong.
I love them both for two different reasons. Like, I love watching fat people fight in restaurants.
Yeah.
It is the most glorious thing
ever. But some of those dudes were pretty jacked up.
Yeah,
too.
It was like a combination of fat people and like Guidos.
Buff employees, right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's like Ralphie Mays and Brett Ernst all on, like teamed up and started fighting each other.
I wish I knew what they were fighting about that got that going.
I mean, it's probably over why'd you take my hummus?
The first thing they all did was pick up a chair.
That's so great. And
one guy breaks a chair. Oh, by the way, I saw Piper last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you're going Greek?
I'm going to go Greek on it. I mean, the fans can vote.
I don't know. It's such a hard call. I'm going to go Greek, too. But I love those hot chicks fighting. I just love it. Hot black women are, if you could put the hottest black chick, the mm-hmm. hottest Mexican chick, the hottest Jewish chick, mm-hmm. the hot of everything,
mm-hmm.
the hottest one of that,
mm-hmm.
who's your favorite?
Jewish.
Really?
Generally.
Jew chicks are hot.
Generally.
I just love black bitches. Nothing like some sweet purple pussy. Yeah,
I love black bitches.
I do, man. I just want to. I just love them, dude. They're so fucking hot. Tebow.
That's your number one pick? That would be your pick?
Yeah, like, I like black chicks who are white girls dipped in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I find it just sexy as fuck. I do. Tebow, you got some shows coming up?
July 13th is my next 3 for $30.
Who's in it? Can you say?
I can officially say, yeah. It's going to be at Inside Jokes Comedy Club.
Which is an awesome club.
Great.
Even though I recently bombed at my friend's memorial because I was talking about how I love purple pussy and all the black chicks got angry at me. And I literally bombed. Two people died that night. My friend who passed away and myself.
Uh-huh.
It's a great club.
Yeah, great club.
I'm surprised there's not more special shot there.
It definitely has a look for it. So, yeah, July 13th, it is me. It is Steve Renazzisi, friend of the show, and Brian Callen, Tony Hinchcliffe hosting.
That's a great lineup.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
That is a...
Dude, beat that show for $10. $2 to park there. That's the best fucking show in Los Angeles
that night.
I don't
know why people don't use that club more. That should be the number one club you go at.
Dude,
$2 parking for 4 hours in one of the most gorgeous clubs you'll ever perform
right
at.
Right next to Man's Chinese Theater, right on
Man's
Hollywood Boulevard.
Chinese. That's
right
so
across
fun.
The street from Jimmy Kimmel Live. And then I'm doing the goddamn roast battle tonight. God, I can't wait till this is over. I just can't wait. It's so stressful.
They keep wanting me to do it. I just think there's just so too much for people to go off on.
It's so nerve-wracking.
I'm just going to take a beating, and I just don't.
I mean, not only are you worried about your jokes and doing good and making people laugh and crushing this guy's spirits, you know, you got to sit there and listen to your laundry get thrown across the room.
Oh God!
You know
just
what I mean?
Knowing what people think about you is the fucking worst.
Oh, it's the worst. What about you? You're going to be gone next week because you're going to be in New York, right? You're going to go. You're going to be home next week.
If you're in San Francisco this weekend, my other podcast, The Naughty Show, has been asked to be the first comedian show. We're doing our radio show at the Cannabis Cup, 2014 Cannabis Cup in San Francisco. So we're going there this weekend. Then the following weekend, I'm again at Funny Bones in Syracuse. But the big announcement, and I've said it here before, July 29th is the return of the Rockstar Pole Dancing World Championships. That's right. The greatest show on the planet.
karaoke pole dancing competition.
Pretty good.
It's the greatest show you think. I have Sam's Hofbrew. It's a strip club downtown.
You know where it is.
Have you heard of it?
I used to do shirts for them back in the day.
Oh, my God. I went on their website. They're sponsoring the show, the live show. Nothing but thick, hot ethnic chicks, which plays right into my fucking wheelhouse. It's so great. It's like the Hooters downtown. You ever been to the Hooters downtown?
No.
The Hooters downtown is nothing but big-titted, fat-asses, ethnic chicks. They know their demographic, which is all NBA fans. Black and Mexican guys wanting thick-ass ethnic bitches. And I love it. And that's why we're very excited that we have them on. We're going to have a couple more sponsors coming on. But this is the greatest show ever, and I'm working on live streaming it for all you guys at home. So you can watch it from whatever weird European country you're at that your team's no longer in the World Cup.
That's going to be a fun one.
Dude, it's going to be chaos. Dom Barris and the Barris Kennedy Overdrive might be doing the show.
He was telling me that.
Shit's going to get real.
It's going to get real. Go to Caveman Coffee. Type in the code PunchDrunkSports. Save 10% on that. Go to betdsi.com or .eu and win some paper. Let your boys help you win that cheddar.
If you guys go and use these, you help us. This makes our show work better, bigger, faster, stronger. Ari should be back next week. He's traveling in China, so we'll see it. You guys are great. Thanks, Fat Man. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, intern. We got to get a cool name for you. We will see you next week. It should be great.
Suck it.
Bye, guys.